7:14 and we have quorum, so I'm calling this regular October meeting of the KPFT local station board order. It's October 10th, 2018. We're going to begin with staff recognition.
Me.
I'd like to recognize Bobby. He's been working all day on the HD because it's just going off and on, off and on. And also for the programming in the HD.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to recognize Ray Beal, who was on radio last week, I believe. I guess we should have our thoughts and prayers about on him, because right now I understand he's in the ICU.
I want to recognize our business manager, Marquise Ben. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Benson, because of her outstanding work to make a reality the first draft budget that the foundation have for this year, without even practically help for anybody else, only the finance committee. I want to recognize her.
I want to recognize Patrick Boyd. He's the one guy that's the news and the weather, and he's there for the morning shows, but he volunteers on so many shows and puts in extra time. Does a great job.
I want to recognize Don Freeman, our interim program director first, that stepped up to the plate and now is the interim general manager too.
I wanted to recognize Don too. I met with him about the motions that put on our agenda tonight, and it was really nice collaborating with him. He also is creating a beautiful website, I think, with Bobby, and it's gorgeous. Talk about that tonight. Bill?
I just want to recognize all the staff that are working on getting ready for fund drive that starts in the morning.
I'd like to recognize our own Robert Dart for all of the hours he put in for free to KPFT at the station as well as here in the board and the committee that he is part of. I think he sets a great example.
Any more staff recognitions? We're going to move on to the roll call. For roll call tonight, you can say here, or you can say what item on the agenda is most important to you. Hopefully that will also encourage you to peruse the agenda so you know what's coming. Ted will call the names.
Alan Aparin.
Absent.
Wesley Bethune.
Good day.
Adriana Casanave.
Casanave present.
How do you say it?
Casanave.
Casanave. Billy Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Absent.
Elaine Duncan.
Absent.
Anissa Faruqi.
12B through D.
So B through D.
Yep.
Rhonda Garner. Robert Gardner, here. Wally James,
here.
Jim Krafka.
Absent.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Adrian LaViolette.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Uh, Matthew Moore.
Here.
Susan Moreno. Chris Conoff.
Jim.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Present.
Deb Shafto.
Absent.
Casey Sinclair.
New business.
Cliff Smith.
Absent.
Rita Washington.
Here.
Ted Weisgall, a discussion on the election. Benicio Williams.
Here.
Don Freeman.
Here.
Oh, I've gotten absence requests from Elaine, Rhonda, and Deb. None of them are eligible, so if there is a motion for that, it will need a two-thirds vote.
So move.
Point of order,
Adrian.
Why are they not eligible?
They've missed three or more meetings in the last year.
Okay, so I want my point of order reported. Point of order, there is no special rule governing absences. In February 2017, the body voted to repeal Special Rule Article 1, Meetings Procedures, Subsection 1. Qualifications for excused absence was replaced for now until the Governance Committee provided a new rule we can all follow and not use for one and not for the other. That was the quote. The motion passed and is in the improved February 8th, 2017 minutes on KPFTX. And I'd like that recorded in the minutes.
We need to pass it so it can be recorded. Your point is not well taken. I've ruled on this in previous motions, so we're going to continue as we have.
Also, point of order, Deb Shafto asked to participate by phone.
I've also ruled on that as well, so your point is not well taken.
But that's against the PMV resolution.
Then you can challenge the chair.
I challenge the chair.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, I get to speak for myself. We have three speakers for and three speakers against, and then I get to close out. Everyone will get a minute to speak. So I have a prepared statement that I've read at the last five meetings, I think. Robert's Rules of Order, page 97, I quote, except as authorized in the bylaws, the business of an organization or board can be validly transacted only at a regular or properly called meeting. That is, as defined on page 81 to 82, a single official gathering in one room or area of the assembly of its members at which quorum is present. Again, it says in the bylaws. The PMV motion was not an amendment to the bylaws, and thus it does not change our rules. Never has this been allowed. Is there someone to speak against the chair? Adrian.
It is allowed. The PNB constantly has their meetings via telephone. We used to have a lot of meetings, a lot of subcommittee meetings where people participated by telephone. That no longer happens anymore, but it used to be on a regular basis. And the PNB passed a resolution allowing for remote participation for people under certain circumstances, and Deb Shafto certainly qualifies for that circumstance, for that special allowance. And it's the year 2018. We should pretty much be able to participate remotely at any meeting. The technology allows for it. That's all.
Is there someone to speak in support of the chair?
Yes. Article 6, meeting of the board, section 3, telephonic meetings. This is the bylaws of the foundation. Said, the board might hold regular and special meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, or other communication equipment, provided, however, that telephone appearance at meetings scheduled as in-person meetings is not permitted. Participation in a telephonic meeting under this section shall constitute present, but clearly, very clear, Article 6, Section 3 of the bylaw. No resolutions of the board can change the bylaws.
Just remind everybody again that Adrian is quoting the wrong portion of the bylaws. That's the section, that's the article having to do with PNB meetings. PNB meetings, there's a whole other article on LSB meetings. There's also, we'll remind everybody again that all, most of the, actually all of the national meetings, we all by, always by telephone conference call, as well as most of the PNB meetings, as Adrian had mentioned. Our LSB is a committee of the LSB, the PNB, and there's no reason why we can't meet by phone, or people cannot participate by phone just as people are allowed to do at other LSBs in accordance with that PNB's resolution that was passed last year.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Would the Chair have the knowledge that these LSBs that offer that option do have, in fact, what the PNB uses, which is some telephonic system by which this body does not have, can have, if the general manager pays for it, which I would have absolutely.
Are you speaking in support of the chair?
I'm asking, are you aware of the fact that the allusion to these other LSBs who are doing this,
point of
they have the technology to do it, and we don't.
I am not aware of that, but it doesn't matter to me. But
point of order.
Pointing it out. Is there anyone to speak in support of the chair?
Point of order.
Yes.
Dwayne Mark is using point of information to make his point. If he wants to get on the staff, then I think he should get on the staff.
Thank you.
Adriana,
is there someone to speak in support of the chair who hasn't yet spoken?
I don't know why we have to re-decide this every meeting. I wish there was some rule that we don't.
Is there someone to speak in against the chair, Matthew?
I'd be hard-pressed to believe that a resolution of the PNB is subordinate to Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, now I get to close out.
Vanessa had her hand up.
We said 3-4-3 against, and then I close out. That's what we did. Robert's Rules of Orders makes it clear that a change to telephonic participation must happen in the bylaws. The PNB can change this, but they have to change the bylaws, and that's in their right. They have not done that. I've done this at every meeting for the past few months. It takes time out of our business every meeting. And again, I'll say what I did last month. If y'all vote to overturn me, I refuse to chair an LSB meeting with telephonic participation. I will not be responsible for validating that people who are participating this way are the necessary distance from the meeting or in the necessary medical condition. That to me is a ridiculous responsibility to put on a chair. And so I refuse to do it. Now we're voting on whether you're going to sustain the decision of the chair or vote against the chair. So all those in support of the chair, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The chair is sustained. There will be no telephonic participation in our meeting.
Elaine, she had a car accident.
No, I need a motion.
I move to excuse her. Move to suspend the rules, which really don't exist anymore, but allow and excuse her absence.
Is there a second?
I'd like to amend that motion.
Yes.
I would like to suspend the special rule for everyone and excuse everyone's absence.
Is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
So we're going to debate the amendment, I guess.
Point of order, who is everyone? Point of information, who is everyone?
Everyone would be Elaine, Rhonda, and Deb.
I'm against.
There's an objection. Adrian, would you like to speak for your amendment?
Yeah.
To excuse everyone who requested.
Thank you. Well, everybody has a condition for which they've missed tonight's meeting, and they've requested excused absences. This is a ridiculous special rule that has already been overturned, as Bill has stated, and as I have stated, it's in the minutes. It's just, this special rule simply has been used and misused and abused to exclude people rather than include them. Is something that everybody uses against each other. That's why it was removed in the first place. We should have a human bone in our body and excuse people who have had car crashes, who are in the hospital, who are taking care of husbands with tumors. If we can't be decent that way, I don't even know why we're here. I don't even know what we're doing. We're supposed to be Pacifica. It's ridiculous.
Does anyone to speak against the amendment, Dwayne?
Madam Chair, I rise again. Being the whatever to be described, whatever those terms are. I've had situations where I've had to resign because I simply could not afford to, have family issues, have personal issues. I just had to resign and then ask others to hold a seat for me. And I think that's fairly selfish, but to try to paint me in the corner of incivility simply because an individual have had so many absences already. And to have an auto accident, that's what my mom and dad taught me. You show up when you can, while you can, so that when you need those exigent times to be excused, they will be available. But this is about business. This is about this organization. It's not about personal protections. I've been asked to leave positions because I didn't give the time in. So the reality here is that if the seat has been empty this long, it's not about the person. For me, it never will be about the person. It's about the organization.
Is there someone to speak for the amendment? Bill?
You know, I'll just remind the speaker that you spoke. You know, you voted in favor of a motion over a year ago to excuse Cliff, who had about 5 absences in a row. Uh-huh. They were all excused so that he wouldn't be kicked off the board. And he didn't even ask for an excuse for any of those. This was done after the fact, after it already missed. So I just think that, you know, like if,
Chair,
was
point
mentioning,
of personal,
you know, if we're not going to enforce the rule's already been abolished.
Yes?
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege, the member just called me out to the extent that that vote was based on a person's medical situation, not a relative's medical situation. And that's a total different animal with respect to capacity.
Bill, you have 30 seconds.
Well, we're not ready. Aileen, she can't go back to work until at least next week. She would have a car accident. We've had other people in similar situations that have been in the hospital or taking care of sick relatives or out of town also, too. But, you know, it seems like the reasons are okay for some people but not for others. And we're not going to be consistent. We shouldn't be applying this at all, especially since the special rule was overturned, was the board voted to remove it last year.
Thank you. Adriana needs to have you on staff.
Madam Chair, I ask that we vote. We know everybody how we're positioned. I hope that we can vote on this and stop delaying.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, we're going to move to a vote on the amendment, which is to excuse Elaine, Rhonda, and Deb. It would require a 2/3 vote. Are we voting? We're voting to add the amendment to the motion first.
The amended motion.
Okay, we're voting on the amended motion. Okay, so all those in favor of excusing Elaine, Rhonda, and Deb from this meeting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's not 2/3 vote, so the motion fails.
The amendment fails.
Alan is here.
That guy is here.
What's funny about this?
No, the amendment fails, so now we're back to the original motion.
Yes.
The original motion is just to excuse Elaine Duncan. This also requires 2/3 vote because she's missed 3 or more meetings in the last year.
All those in favor of excusing Elaine Duncan, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion fails.
And point of order, you know, this same rule was repealed last year. It doesn't take 2/3.
That point of order has already been raised and dealt with this evening. This is Deb Shafto's third unexcused absence in a row. I'd like to entertain a motion to remove her from the board.
Come on, boys.
I second.
Ted.
The bylaws are clear. You miss three consecutive meetings, you're out. Whether the board votes to accept or reject, the bylaws say you're out.
No,
you're out.
The bylaws.
She has to the end of this.
Yeah,
until
the end of
the Okay. That's a good correction, Nancy. Thank you. Okay. We're moving on to agenda approval. First, I just want to say
Where are we at with Rhonda?
None of them were excused. They're
okay.
All unexcused
all right.
Absences. Can I speak to agenda approval? I've calculated all of our times tonight so that we're more likely to finish our agenda. We started 15 minutes late, so we're already not going to get to all of our business, even if we stay within these times. I want to continue using the one-minute speaking limits where we set the motion, let the motion maker speak for a minute and then go to stack, trying to alternate positions for the allotted time. Debate time can always be extended or ended with a motion. Are there any objections to that process for this evening's meeting? It's what we've been doing. Okay. Any changes to the agenda? I see Adriana and then Dwayne. Adriana?
Yes, I have a resolution that I want to add at the beginning. It's simple, doesn't take time. And have to do with the support, our support. Should I read it? Because of the harrowing statistic that show that one in every five women in the U.S. will be at the recipient of some type of abuse based on gender in her lifetime, KPFD local station board declared a zero tolerance policy for any type of sexual harassment and or sexual and gender-based violence and vehemently support the hashtag MeToo movement.
Where do you want to put it on our agenda?
At the beginning, just now.
Can you tell us where?
She wants to know where you're going to put
it. Right after agenda approval?
Point of information.
So that would become 4B. Is there a second?
That's point of information.
Yes.
It is my understanding, and my point of information is to ask if my understanding is correct, that we already have a zero tolerance policy that has been expressed by the PNB that is in our policies and procedures. I think Mr. Freeman can speak to that himself. This is redundant. I'm a feminist.
Okay, that was your point
it.
Of information.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So you're
it
doing
is?
The same thing
is
you
it
told Dwayne
I'm
out
sorry.
On a few minutes
you're right.
ago.
Is it a policy?
Adriana. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Madam Chair, please.
We're not opening debate on this unless
That's
there's
what I'm
an
saying.
Objection
I mean,
to
people
add
cannot
to this
use...
motion. Is
yes.
there a second to add this motion to our agenda?
Second.
Is there any objection? It takes more time to object to these things than just to add it and vote on it.
We're going to move things where it belongs.
So you're objecting
to
put it under new business?
I meant to put it under new business.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection to putting it under new business?
No, Madam
Object.
Chair. Yes.
Okay. So now
Madam
we're going
Chair,
to...
We can, I think this would be better put under consent items, which is number 6. I agree.
So are you moving to put it under consent items?
Yes, I will make that motion.
Is that a compromise?
Is there a second?
I second.
Are there any objections to putting it under consent items?
No.
All right, so it becomes item 6A under consent items.
Our 6A?
6A. Are there any other changes to our agenda tonight? Dwayne?
For the sake of not promoting the motion, the PNB program, I have met several times, and they are now going to remove Cliff Smith for non-attendance because of not being able to meet quotas while we have rules.
How are you changing our agenda?
We need to have another person tonight to be selected so that we will have our full complement at the next program committee meeting, because they're going to remove because of the rule of three absences.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So I will put under 9B, it's the Pacifica National Board time, I'll put program committee member.
First up, thank you.
Any other changes or additions to our agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to place under new business town hall, having a second town hall meeting for this year before the end of December.
Okay, so you're going to need to state that motion. So you move
to add
and second
to the agenda as the last item of new business, the holding of a second town hall meeting before the end of the year.
Is there a second? This is new business E, 12E. I move to hold a second town hall meeting before the end of the year. Is there an objection just to add that to our agenda? Not to the motion, but just to add it. You're objecting to adding it?
Yeah. It put third. It'll be the third town hall meeting this year.
Uh-oh.
We had one in February.
Can we deal with that later?
Okay.
Is anyone objecting to putting it on our agenda? Great. Are there any other changes to our agenda? Adriana.
Yes. We have number 7. You have a standing and a special committee report. You have everybody have a copy of the Committee of Inclusion report. And I think that need to be... Okay.
Can that go under committee report, question and answer?
Well, it's standing on a special committee, it's whatever you want it, but I want that day.
Okay, I'll make a note COI to make sure we get to that there. Any other additions or changes to our agenda?
7?
C.
D?
C.
Oh, C. Okay.
Oh, 7?
7C.
7C, we need to make sure part of that question and answer time goes to the committee of inclusion report. All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I have
so moved.
Second?
I second it.
Any objection? Great. We are moving on to minutes approval. Ted sent us all the September LSB minutes. Are there any corrections to these minutes?
I have inside the folder.
Nancy, maybe just ask the person next to you before you get up.
Move to approve.
If there are no corrections, they're approved. Are there any corrections? Nancy.
My name ends in an I. I mean, ex-husband's name ends in an I.
Ted, will you adjust? Will you spell her name?
Let's approve it and we'll check off later.
Well, yeah, will you show Ted where it's misspelled?
It ends with what letter?
I. She'll find it for you and tell you where to change it. Are there any other changes to the minutes? Okay, so these minutes are approved.
Point of order.
Yes.
I received from Bill Crozier the following sheet of paper with a correction to the minutes of another meeting, and it reads amendment by BC 7B, correction to 7B. I don't know what date that correction occurred. I want to put this correctly in the minutes, but this doesn't tell me the date of the meeting that he was referring to. So I have not been able to make that correction and place it in kpftx.org.
Can you two get together?
Oh, okay, I gave it to you at that meeting. You were discussing it. Remember,
I gave
it
to you. Not
so today?
Well, whatever I gave it to you in the previous meeting. Well, let me see it again.
Y'all can work that out.
Correct?
Great. Moving on. To consent
motion under consent items. It's on a slip in or around your folders. Adriana, will you read your motion?
Yes. Okay. Because of the harrowing statistics that show that one in every five women in the U.S. will be the recipient of some type of abuse based on gender in her lifetime, KPFT Local Station Board declares zero tolerance policy for any type of sexual harassment and or sexual and gender-based violence, and vehemently supports the hashtag MeToo movement.
Is there a second?
A second.
Is there an objection to the motion?
I do have.
Object. Okay. Adriana, you have 1 minute to speak for your motion.
Yes, Madam Chair. If you give me a second, you can start with some.
Where do you want to start?
Well, basically, what I'm trying to say is all of us last week, men and women in this country that have anything more than water in their blood, really were outraged of the way that Dr. Christina Blasey-Ford was really treated. And we have now, you know what happened. You see what happened all over the country. Women start talking about the violence that we receive. It means that we didn't do enough. That is the reality. That we have zero tolerance and there in some doesn't make it. We need to be absolutely sure that we are supporting this hashtag MeToo movement because we need it in this country. If we have somebody have any doubt, please look at the newspaper for last week. It's even ridiculous that we think that we need to think about this. I was thinking that was a very simple thing to support.
Is there someone to speak against the motion?
I agree with absolutely everything that Adriana just said. And if it would have been a motion to support the hashtag MeToo movement, obviously I would have nothing to say at this point. However, as stated, we already have a zero tolerance policy, and I feel like putting these things on the agenda for no reason at all is a waste of time. Not that feminism is a waste of time, not that hashtag MeToo isn't wonderful, trust me, I'm all for it. But to just go ahead and put something on the agenda that is meaningless because we already have a policy, a zero tolerance policy, seems like a showboat kind of thing. Amend it to, we support hashtag MeToo, and I'm going to be all for it.
Are you moving to amend it?
Yeah, I'll move to amend it. We support hashtag MeToo.
Tell me exactly what words you're changing.
I just remove everything that is redundant, that we already have a policy of zero tolerance.
So I need you to tell me exactly the words to change.
I don't have her motion in front of me.
You have it there. It's there. It's a little copy inside the folder.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, how about just reaffirms.
Just a second, there's a point of information.
Okay.
Next month, we actually have a whole, we'll say 3 hours, set aside to talk about the Me Too movement and the way women are treated. That's an actual special that we have playing next month. It's just
thank you. That's relevant. Thank you.
So I would just like to change the word declares to reaffirms their zero tolerance policy because it really is a reaffirmation. I agree with every single other thing on here. But we're not declaring anything.
So you're changing the word declares to reaffirms.
Right. Reaffirms their zero tolerance policy.
Got it. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Yes.
You're objecting to the amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Now we're going to open debate on the amendment. Adrian, can you please speak for your amendment?
Okay. Again, we already have a zero tolerance policy. Therefore, It would simply be to reaffirm it. That's all. We can't declare something that's already in place. It's simple logic. I don't know what else to say about it.
Thank you. Is Adriana, would you like to speak against the amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair. We need to realize that doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. This is just semantic. We are playing with issues. Declares, and it's not only a zero tolerance policy, because if we have something in the foundation, obviously, and we have it in the country, we have the laws, but we know what the reality is. That's why what I'm asking for this board, stand up and show to everybody that this is a problem that can pandemic proportion in this country. Women really feel like that, and coming there and saying, oh, instead of declare, changing for that, is playing with it. So declare, stand up. Show to the women in this country that we are with that.
I think the difference to me between reaffirms and declares is declares makes it sound like we're just catching up to this. Whereas if we reaffirm, we're saying LSB KPFT has always stood for this, and we are now continuing our support and adding the hashtag MeToo movement to the whole situation that we've already been on board with.
Thank you. Is there someone to speak against the amendment, against reaffirm?
That was Matthew.
No. Let me control the meeting. I know what's going on.
Point of information.
What is your point of information?
Where is this written and as referred to?
That's a great example of a point of information. Can anyone point that out?
Nobody knows where that is, and we have in this foundation the same problems. Doesn't matter what somebody says. Oh, don't do it because
okay,
have a policy.
I don't know the
show
answer
me
to
where
your
it
question.
Is.
If it someone is. During this meeting can look it up, your bylaws and standing and special rules are in front of
it's
you.
Not it's not anywhere.
Those.
It's
around. Okay. Yeah, I think it's
no. I have a stack. Is there someone to speak against the amendment? I have you and Bill on stack. Are either of you speaking against the amendment?
I'm speaking against the amendment.
Are you? Yes, Bill.
Did the amendment include supporting the V2 movement?
Yes, it just changed one word. Dwayne.
Yeah, I just don't understand why it's necessary to change one word. I all agree it doesn't matter. And I really don't understand why the motionless wouldn't accept that. But on the face of it, this happened similarly at the PNB. And there was one person, won't call her name, but you ought to know who, Mother Hen, that had an objection to this.
Point
and I'm hearing
order.
Something similar.
Stop.
I'm hearing something similar.
Stop, Adrian.
Would you please reappoint Mr. Dwayne Lark with this pink sheet? You can't call people Mother Hens.
I can call anyone
names.
Anything
no,
I want as long as I'm not
alluded
to someone's name. I didn't hit Lulu to
I
anyone's
think,
name.
Dwayne,
you interrupted
Dwayne,
me.
I think the point is well taken. Let's try to use more respectful terms, especially non-gender terms, as we're talking
thank
about.
Thank you.
Okay, Father.
Primarily gender.
But the reality is that there are people who are controlling things at the PNB level, and now there's a smidgen of it here. So I'm going to tell the truth, no matter how it feels, how it sounds, because ain't nobody got control of me. But when you try these things and then try to paint folk in a corner, and you're doing some of the same dastardly things, it's called hypocrisy is what it's called. One word. It means nothing. Affirm or hold or whatever. It means nothing. This is just a tactic of control.
Is there anyone else to speak for the amendment?
I don't know if this is for or against, but as a point of information, in what context has the zero tolerance policy been questioned? I mean, are we questioning the zero tolerance policy in the context of employment or future programming or, I mean, in what area are we utilizing?
It means everywhere. Should be everywhere in the country, but we cannot vote for the country.
Okay.
The only thing that we can do is vote about.
We got it. Let's vote for the amendment or not. The amendment is to change the word declares to reaffirms. All those in favor of changing the word to reaffirms, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, the amendment passes, so now it reads affirms. I'm just going to bring us to a vote on the larger motion.
Reaffirms.
Reaffirms. Yes. Did I not?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
If you put that word there, I want the members.
Point of order.
Can you ask the members to respect and let people speak?
What's your question?
If somebody wants to reaffirm something, show me where it is. Because you cannot reaffirm something that doesn't exist.
I understand. It's already passed. We're moving. We're going to vote on this. All those in favor of this motion with reaffirms in it, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We voted on the amendment. All those opposed. 1, 2. Motion passes with the word reaffirms instead of declares.
Casey, to the point of where is this stated, if I can have a minute
Thank
or so.
You.
First of all, we've got Article 1, Section 2 and 3, purposes and principles. Just to kind of recap, lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all races, creeds, colors, disseminate information on causes of conflict, peace and social justice is there. And then also, I'm looking at the code of conduct of KPFT. And it says such things as treat others as you be treated yourself. Verbal and physical attacks are not tolerated.
You're out of order.
Discussion
That's
of issues. Follow the rules, regulations of the station, Pacific Foundation, advisory board, inappropriate act of the law. So I think this is pretty much covered.
Thank you.
To not do this.
We're moving on.
I'm sorry, but I have the right to answer, don't you think?
No, because that was not a question. We're moving on.
You didn't ask?
Okay.
On item 7, standing and special committee reports.
Madam Chair, point
we are moving on, Adriana. Yes. We've already voted on that motion. It passed. The CAB update, the CAB has met twice in the last month. They've elected a chair, Stephanie Thomas. She's out of town. The people who were at the meeting were Stephanie Thomas, Tanuge Smith, P.K. McCary, Venetia Patel Adams, and Terrence LeFave. I apologize if I butchered names. Stephanie will be coming to our next meeting with a list of her memberships so we can approve her and the members. We have 15 minutes dedicated now to budget approval. It was sent to you so you could read it and prepare questions before this begins. Yes.
Well, my first question is, I think if you couldn't read it because forms wouldn't download on your computer.
No.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Okay. There's another handout in your folder. I wish you would have told me this because I sent it a week ago.
The Finance Committee report?
Yeah. Why don't we take 10 minutes for questions? Let's take 5 minutes for questions to PK, and then we'll take 10 minutes to hopefully have a motion and debate it. Does that sound okay with you?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Can they do it?
We'll see. Questions for PK about the budget.
What was done by the KPFD Finance Committee's budget to address the big, gigantic debt that Pacifica owes?
The way we've addressed it is that we put a certain amount inside of the budget. It's not an amount that has been approved or that's what we'll have to pay, but we put it thinking in terms of what the debt is and our ability to pay it, and I think most of that will be discussed a little bit in Don Freeman's report to us today. But I sent out a simple sheet that gave the actuals for 17 and 18 and the budgeted goals. And so I was thinking that somebody would ask a question about that particularly. But if you don't, I would suggest that we pass the budget to give us ourselves a pat on the back. And in doing so, as we work with Don or whoever's going to be the general manager and the people, some of them are in this room today, that have made a commitment to not play games with our budget, which has been played for more than a decade, but especially last year or this year, with two goals being decreased by $100,000 each and another fund drive not being done at all. The things that were set in place to do, what's the new word, Ryan?
Community
partnerships went by the wayside, but it's still a viable source, and again, Don can speak to that. But I'd like for us not to play games. We have reduced our membership and didn't make any more money after going through the hell that we went through in July of 2017, and there's no difference but about $3,000 in what was made. That says to me that it's people and not our membership that wants to do it, that it's unilateral decisions being made by a few for the whole. And I think that one of the things that, thanks to Don and Marquisha and Bobby and the staff, there seems to be a commitment to transparency, integrity, honesty, and truth. And that's what we need.
Thank you. It's 8 o'clock, so I'm going to have to interrupt this awkwardly. I'll keep 13 minutes on our agenda for this. If public, welcome. I'm sorry I didn't say this at the beginning of the meeting, but if any of you haven't already signed up for public comment, please do so now.